Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Kicking off the third hour of the program. The phones are open here at 603-683-6160. We've been kind of focused on economic changes, inflation hitting the price of candy and sugar and, you know, other things related to Halloween. Of course, inflation is hitting everything, because that's what happens when you inflate the money supply, is it makes the price of everything go up. We talked about home sales falling, though, in that particular category. And you can, of course, bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss here on Free Talk Live. And the likelihood of a recession, according to some experts, is 100% within the next 12 months. Although I pointed out that according to the statistics from the summertime, it's already here. But it's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio. Let's go to the phones to your thoughts. Marco is on the line in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Marco.
What's happening, my porcupine friends? How's things there? I just had to dial in. You're singing my tune. Besides the death metal, I was enchanted by the topic here.
So, well, what death metal?
Yeah, we don't really play death metal on the show, but it's heavy metal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Marco, since you asked, it's gorgeous here in New Hampshire right now. It is peak leaf season at the moment, and anywhere
it seems
you drive,
like it's been lasting for weeks. Like
I
thought it was peak for a while now, and usually it feels so fleeting. I've been like really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's really, really gorgeous here right now.
It was like slow. Last year seemed to happen too fast.
Yeah, sometimes it does feel like the leaves just drop real fast. Yeah. But
I wish it was a little warmer. But it's not that bad.
It's not.
Really.
It's not
at all. I mean, it's going up to close to 70 this weekend, so it's not bad by any means.
It was cold today with all the rain and stuff, but it's going to go back up.
Go ahead, Marco. What was on your mind tonight?
So I wanted to comment a little bit about the economy. For those of you that kind of know a little bit about economics or maybe don't, you know, there's leading economic indicators and laggards. Unfortunately, TV always tells us the laggards, right? The stuff that's easy to point out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of leading indicators like small business, you know, collections and what's going on Main Street. We're always thinking about Wall Street when we think finances, right?
Mm-hmm.
But really, most of the lending capital that the banks have given out, which the banks are leveraged 16-1 on average, right? So the lending that they're doing adds to the entire debt picture. So
you said they're leveraged 16-1. What exactly does that mean?
That means that for every $1 in deposits, they've got $16 in mortgages and loans.
Got it. Thank you.
So what that means is that, you know, you're hearing about all of these great grandiose things that big corporations are doing, but Main Street you don't hear about until it's too late. So I'm kind of on the front lines. I work with small businesses setting up health insurance and benefits, retirement, all the different things that, you know, make a small business, you know, retain its employees and provide benefit packages similar to what a corporation might or the government.
Okay.
So the issues that I'm seeing now is a lot of the costs associated with health insurance, the costs associated with benefits, and just in general. You know, a lot of companies are unwilling to just lay people off right away. They start with cutting benefits. And from what I've seen on Main Street is that that's definitely happening right now. So most of the renewals on health insurance that were some higher plans where there was a much lower deductible are going to the high deductible plans. People are putting off adding anything else. So
just to clarify, you're saying mom and pop businesses that have health plans for their employees are at some point going to be breaking the news to the employees that, hey, we still have a health plan for you, but the deductible went from X to Y, 500 to 1,000 or 1,000 to 2,000 or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. What I'm hearing also is a lot of them are saying that in a year to 5 years, a lot of them are owned by, you know, 55, 60-year-olds. Their willingness to sell has gone up.
Mm.
So a lot of people are trying to move out of the small business space. So it's really Main Street America is taking quite a hit.
Yeah, I recently learned that one of my favorite restaurants here in Keene, a popular little Belgian sandwich place, is looking to sell. And for the first time in my life, I'm legitimately considering purchasing it.
Can you say which one it is? Is that a bad? This is like a secret that they're
willing. I don't think it's a secret. It's Fritz here in Keene.
Really?
Yeah.
He's looking to Belgian sandwich place. I thought he knew what that was.
He's looking to retire.
If you said fries, I would have been like, oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's interesting. And well, what happens if he can't sell it, though?
I don't think he's going to close.
That's why Ari needs to buy it.
Go ahead, Marco.
That's one of the conundrums with small business is that the amount of people in families and employee base that want to buy, or even people who have the money to. Like, a business is not something you can buy with 10% down if you can't real estate. Typically, you got to have 30-40% down. You know, the credit to sign leases. You got to have lines of credit. So, like, you know, a lot of your business, especially restaurants have such small margins that being able to buy a restaurant and run it profitably is a very hard thing. So, like, a lot of our favorite little downtown restaurants, as much as we supported them during COVID with takeout, but we could, a lot of them, unfortunately, are going to be closing up shop just because the owners, many of the owners I talk to, they have a lot of pride invested. You know, it's a lot of times it's a family business. What they will say to me is that, hey, I'm funding payroll out of pocket, or I'm not taking a salary this quarter. And you can only do that for so long.
Right.
That's the unfortunate thing.
That's true from my experience as someone working in the food industry now. And it's screwed up because McDonald's and Wendy's and Domino's and all of these other corporatized restaurants, they are doing just fine. They're making record amounts of money while the Jamaican place, the local burger places, they're suffering. They're paying their employees out of pockets. But though the franchisee owner of McDonald's, he's making bank. Well, these people can't get enough of this cheap fast food nonsense.
Well, let me ask you a related question here, Marco. The point about these older folks who own these businesses, they've had them for years in the family, they're experienced, they want to sell it. If, as you're saying here, the buyer has to really have their financial ducks in a row. They've got to have, you said, 40% down in some cases. They've got to have lines of credit available. And so in order to afford this, the average buyer probably doesn't have $100,000 or $200,000 or whatever the selling price would be on this particular business. So they're going to have to take out a loan. Well, now we're seeing loan rates are going up, right, because the Federal Reserve is raising rates. That's going to make it less attractive to take out those loans, which means that the potential the potential buyers for these businesses is going to be a smaller pool. Am I right about that?
You're absolutely right, and one of the factors is that the amount of banks that want to lend in that space is smaller and smaller because the banks are always looking at companies that have, you know, books and records, clear policies, a good, you know, just a good business in general. And usually a mom and pop, they find it difficult, especially to keep things running, to justify putting all the cash in. So they don't show well on a balance sheet, and they typically get sold for what's called an asset sale. That's where you just sell the business for what the assets are worth.
Right. If it's a restaurant, you get an oven, you get a refrigerator, and you know, whatever tables and chairs are worth.
Yep. So it's a very sad time for the families that have hung on for this amount of time. And it's and I work a lot with veteran business owners. I don't know if you know, in New Hampshire, there's a guy who's excellent, Miguel Hernandez. I want to give him a shout from the SBA if you have an issue. He's been wonderful and instrumental to a lot of veteran business owners, which I've taught on Pease and the Hanscom Air Force Base veterans that are getting out. I mean, nothing to me screams liberty like I don't want to work for the government anymore and I want to start a business. So, you know, those are the folks that I stand up and help to start up and finance businesses. And I've done plenty in New Hampshire and Maine, too. So there are folks that I run into that come out of the military and they're like, you know, I got out of the military, I went this route, and it's great and all. Unfortunately, a lot of them are going back into government. So it's really, it's getting to a point now where, you know, it's there's a paycheck.
They want that guaranteed paycheck. They want the safety.
The paycheck versus playcheck. You know what I mean?
It's, yeah.
the plate check only works so long until you need a paycheck.
Well, here's another problem with buying any of these businesses is you know you're going to be taking on a crippled situation. I mean, the business you mentioned, Aria, has been very restricted as far as its hours, and it's they can't do deliveries right now. They just don't have the staff, and that's true of so many places where there's just they don't have full staff or even close to full staff, so you're inheriting somebody else's problem when you buy any of these businesses, plus all the loans and everything. Marco, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the expertise and sort of the inside scoop there on what's happening on Main Street. Really important perspective, and thank you for that. There's more coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything you want. And just had an interesting conversation with a guy about local businesses and how, you know, lots of the mainstream media is reporting on mega corporations and inflation and how it's affecting them. But what about the mom and pop businesses?
It is giving me a creepy feeling that they're trying to funnel us all into these, like, horrible corporate businesses being our only options for work and for buying things. And it already seems like that. Like, it used to be, like, I don't know, less than a decade ago, I could be like, oh, what if this exists somewhere in the world? What if I wanted to buy this product that I just thought of? Like, I don't know, a shirt with a specific print on it. I could just Google that, and I'm going to be able to find that, because somewhere on the internet, somebody is selling it. And now it's like, that's not necessarily true every time anymore. It's like, if it's too specific, I might not find someone somewhere in the world selling it, because it's just less businesses, and...
See, I get sort of the opposite results. Like, I mean, just browsing Facebook or whatever, I'll get advertised a t-shirt that says something that's so bizarrely specific. Like, yeah, I'm a woman born in August who lives in New Hampshire, who's from the Deep South, and I'm a Satanist. And like, that could literally only fit one person. And it's like, AI just took some characteristics and slapped them on a t-shirt that belongs to me, and some random t-shirt company will print it if I'm willing to give them
$18. But they're probably Dropbox companies, so like they just have a whole bunch of different generic brands. That shirt doesn't exist until someone orders it.
Well, right, that's what they have. A Dropbox wouldn't be the right word. Dropship, maybe.
Dropship,
One-off orders where they just print to order, basically. And that's a whole new industry that's come about in the last.
And plus, it's just like you're gonna get one quality. It's not gonna be like what I really mean is like, oh, I wonder if a beautiful dress with, like, green lace, like, something like what I'm imagining exists. And it's like, all you find is the corporate, ugly, like, looks just like everything else type of thing that's sort of like what you're thinking of. I can't think of an exact example off the top of my head to explain it, but it's like, if I'm just like, does something like this exist? Like, oh, that'd be cool if I can find something unique, like what I want, and I try to look for it. It's like, all I'm going to get is offered the same four stores over and over again to click on.
If you want something unique, you're going to have to hire a tailor. You're going to have to hire somebody.
That's what it feels like. It's like the only option. I don't feel like it felt like that when I first like graduated high school and was working and had money for the first time.
I thought that was sort of always the only realistic thing. Like, if I want a unique, you know, skirt or something, then I'm going to have to hire someone to make it.
But I mean something like what I want. Something like what I want. Not, oh, I bet this exact thing will exist. But usually it's like, oh, I can get something close. Usually as in years ago, it would be like I could get something pretty close to what I'm thinking and be like, oh, this is perfect. And now it's like, oh, I'm just getting, like, I want to look up a shirt with strawberries on it, and it's like, for just a random example, I want to look up a shirt with a pattern of pretty strawberries on it, and I'm getting, like, some type of, I don't know, it just smells corporate, like, thing, maybe pink, not exactly what I'm looking for, like, maybe a print of, like, I love strawberries, something stupid that is nothing like what I'm thinking, and you don't have a whole bunch of options. It's like, that runs out real quick, and it's showing you black shirts all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Well, Google and the internet in general, they suck right now. And I think most people don't realize just how much the internet just sucks right now. It's unusable. It's trash.
Yeah.
The greatest thing humanity ever invented, and we turned it into just absolute garbage with Facebook and Google and Amazon and Twitter and these other things. I was recently talking to some public radio people who were here from Germany, and they're like, so, you know, Web 3.0 is this big thing, and it's going to be blockchain and meta. And I was like, no. That's what the web to, that's what the people who destroyed the internet want Web 3.0 to be. But what it's actually going to be is what the internet was supposed to be in the first place. Because if I've seen anything from watching people react to the internet today, it's that they hate it. They're addicted to it because it's a Skinner box, not because they enjoy it, but because it's giving them little dopamine hits, and that's not going to work forever. And it's not going to work in this new model. They're just never going to sign up. They're never going to take the next leap because they've already gone through the addiction. They already know what it's like to be addicted, and they're not going to join your stupid VR Facebook when they've already suffered the same problems that Facebook put them through. Only now it's in VR. It's not going to happen, and the internet is trash. So yeah, it's I think those companies probably still exist, but trying to find them on the internet is a complete waste of time.
Maybe what you're referring to, Bonnie, is this: what we've seen recently post-COVID is that companies have been whittling down their inventory. So there were news stories about how Coca-Cola was, for instance, eliminating some of its least popular sodas. I don't remember if it was Tab or something like that, but there was like a big, oh, the Tab fans were outraged. That
I
don't
know what Tab is.
Exactly. That's why they get rid of it. It's
like RC Cola, right?
Yeah, it's an old cola brand that I think Coca-Cola purchased it at some point, and they kept it alive for some number of years, and then they looked at the numbers and they said, well, you know, not as many people are buying this, so we're just going to eliminate it from our product line. And there have been other companies that have been doing the same thing, where they're simplifying their product line to give fewer choices. Now, I'm thinking more on the lines of consumables, but you're thinking of clothing, so maybe the same problem is affecting clothing as well, where clothing manufacturers, some of them are probably doing one-offs like you're talking about, where they have a whole bunch of designs and then they just slap on a plain old t-shirt, and then others that might have had more variety are whittling down the variety to make sure that they have more.
It could be something like that.
Inventory.
But even when, like, I wanted to buy my ring, it's like, it seemed like there was about 10 stores where I could look at online.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem like there was, like, a store that would be really unique that I could find something exactly like what I was thinking of. It was all like, if I wanted something like that, I had to customize it, and I...
For a lot of money.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like there's less choices on the internet, and I can just tell.
Yeah.
Well, that's because it's all being filtered through Facebook, Google, and Amazon, and, you know, Etsy and Wish.
Etsy and Wish is really bad, because you'll be like, oh, what's this? It looks like a cool... Oh, it's a Wish store. I mean, not a Wish store, an Etsy store. Like, I don't know how to explain that.
Well, yeah. What's bad about that? Like the eBay competitor where people handmade crafts?
I don't know exactly what Etsy is. I don't think there's anything necessarily bad about that in and of itself. I mean, the companies that, you know, everything is being filtered through could be great, but they're sort of not. I don't know about Etsy in particular, but...
I've never bought anything there, but I've always gotten the impression that, at least initially when it was building its business, it was based on people actually making things in their own home, kind of self-made craft that they were selling. Maybe I'm wrong about that now, but...
I have no idea.
It's what it is, isn't it? There's just a certain Etsy quality. It's not going to be really good quality.
Well, it's handmade.
Well, I would think you would have a range. I would think you'd have a range of...
A lot of
really
stuff
awesome
is just like...
To not so great.
A lot of stuff on there is just, like, you get, like, the same type of thing every time. It's, like, people have a side hustle. They throw stuff together. It's not like, you know, somebody has this... I mean, there's probably some people that have, like, super, you know, like, they're passionate about this, but it's not going to last that long if they're putting too much money into something. Like, the thing is, like, if you're looking for, like, a new... This is specifically what I'm talking about. Like, I'm like, oh, I want to buy something, but I don't want to give a whole bunch of money to a corporation, and I don't want a teenager making it in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing in that category that exists. It's not a corporation that I want to buy my clothes from. It's not a teenager making it in their bedroom, and it's ugly.
Wow.
There's no in between.
Okay.
This is a cool new store. I've never heard of this store. I feel like that would happen all the time when I was in high school. Like, my sister would be like...
You mean online?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, I found this cool new store I've never heard of before. It's, like, definitely not, like, a corporation. That just doesn't happen on the internet anymore because search results suck. And people have been noticing it with Google Images. Like, not enough image results come up.
There's
the same thing.
There's more coming up here. The number 603-283-61.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's central bank isn't done raising interest rates. Speaking over the weekend in Washington, D.C., President of the St. Louis Fed Reserve, James Bullard, notes rates could be raised by 0.75 percentage point in November and December. The Fed has been steadily hiking rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation. A small plane went down in a South Florida neighborhood shortly after takeoff from an airport.
We can confirm that there are 2 fatalities, unfortunately, in regards to why the plane crashed, what happened. That is an investigation that NTSB will be handling.
Tanya Ruiz with Miramar Police isn't identifying the victims yet. For now, the plane is nose down between 2 homes in the city northwest of Miami. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. Is Bonnie right when she says that the internet product selection has gotten worse? Ghetto?
The internet has just gotten ghetto, like Aria was saying.
Yeah, Aria, you said the internet's just awful now, basically.
It is, and I don't think people realize it because they've become so numb to it.
Well, they're not even on the internet, right? They're just on Facebook constantly, or Twitter, or TikTok. They're just using one website and barely even leave. Right?
That's true as well, and if they do go to another website, what they find is that the actual content that they're trying to look at is maybe 25 to 30% of the page, and the rest of it's just ads and trackers and, hey, share this to Facebook, share this to Twitter. It's not the actual content they're looking for. But I think I can summarize what Bonnie was trying to say in the last segment. Like, if I want to buy a computer thing and I search Google for, I don't know, 32 gigabytes of RAM, it's almost certainly going to lead me to Newegg. Regardless of what I click on first, I'm almost certainly going to end up at Newegg. If I want to shop around for a guitar and I go to Google for that or whatever search engine, I'm almost certainly going to end up at Musician's Friend. And if I want to buy clothing, I'm probably going to end up at Kohl's.com or something like that. I think that if there's a
specific...
Are you
saying that's because those are sponsored links?
I think it's just because they're the biggest and the most well-known, and whether they're sponsored or not...
Well, big
they're the ones that everything else, yes.
Yeah.
they're the ones that are going to be at the top of the results and that everything else is going to sort of feed back to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the underpinnings of how it all really works, and I haven't tried this myself, but having been on the internet a very long time, there's a reason why when I think I need to buy a guitar, musiciansfriend.com is the first thing that comes into my head. Or if I need to buy a new computer thing, it's Newegg.com. I have these go-to places already in my head. I didn't know about Newegg.com 15 years ago. Who taught it to me? Google did. And Google's teaching it to everyone. And I think it's like that regardless of whatever product or industry you're looking to buy a specific thing in, you're going to end up in a handful of different companies.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here as we talk to Perry. He's in California listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Perry.
Yes, thank you so much.
Do me a favor before you get into what you have to say. Just back off your phone by, like, I don't know, a few inches because you're a little bit, you're a little overmodulated, as they call it in the business.
Okay.
Like a few more. Like a few more, if you don't mind.
Can you hear me okay?
That's a little better.
All right.
Thank you.
We're being undermined. We're being had in many, many ways, okay? Both in the private sector and in the government sector, both. I mean, well, that is Hollywood and the entertainment industry. There's different entities that are trying to influence the way America goes. You know, the socialism will eventually destroy us if we continue on this path. But anyhow, what I want to say is there's many things that they're doing, but one of the things, this climate change hoax, the people that are pushing this, to me, they're mentally ill, because to think that we can create a hurricane or any that's been going, these weather patterns have been going on forever, and they're going to continue to go on forever. Human beings can't change the weather. But
I used to agree with you on that point. But then I read a very well-written paper about the existence of cyanobacteria, which is back when the Earth was largely a primordial soup. It was this type of bacteria that consumed carbon dioxide and emitted oxygen. It would later evolve into plants and stuff like that, but it was just this bacteria. And prior to the existence of this bacteria, or the rise of this bacteria, planet Earth was unsuitable for animal life, completely unsuitable. However, this little tiny bacteria change the atmosphere, change the weather, change the climate in such a way as to defeat the greenhouse gas problem that was going on back then and create an atmosphere that was suitable for human life. If a bacteria can do it, then humans certainly can.
I don't necessarily know I want to agree with you on that 100%. But anyhow, all I want to say is this. Our technology is moving so fast that I'm certain within a certain amount of years, probably within 20 years, I'm sure, that we're going to have energy sources far better than what we have now anyway. And
yeah,
for
almost
less money. But yeah. Here's the thing. In the meantime, since we've got 400 years of oil, look at Saudi Arabia. They don't have any debt, but they've got trillions of dollars. We've got $32 trillion that we borrowed and we've printed up out of thin air, and we don't have any money. We're broke. And the thing is, if we could put a lot of millions of people to work, drilling more oil and getting our, like fossil fuels in our coal and our propane and so forth, and this way they'll have benefits too as well, and it'll put people to work.
So what I'm hearing you say is that you want to see deregulation in the area of energy, so more oil drilling can be done and that sort of thing. And I don't necessarily oppose that. I think that deregulating all business would be fine. Getting rid of the government would be wonderful, and allowing people to be free to make energy in whatever ways.
But I think if everything was like deregulated in that way, we'd end up finding that there was way smarter ways of doing energy than coal and oil.
Yeah, I think he was saying that as well. I just your phone's just too hard to handle, Perry. Thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. Just too much distortion for my ears to take.
I certainly think Bonnie's correct. Like, I mean. Yeah, sure, deregulate the coal industry and all of that, but deregulate energy in general, and I think within a very short time frame, we would just drop coal and oil altogether, because you'd have a nuclear power plant on every street.
Yeah. And that's certainly an area that's highly restricted by the federal government, I'm sure state governments as well, and without those regulations standing in the way, you'd have a lot more freedom to experiment and compete in the area of nuclear power, which we currently don't have at this time. Even Greta Thunberg, apparently, has changed her mind about nuclear power.
Wow.
Yeah, that's been in the news in the last week or so.
What country is she from? Switzerland?
I thought it was Germany, but I could be wrong about it. Maybe it is Switzerland.
Not Germany, but I don't remember which one.
But it's because Europe's going to have a tough time heating their homes this winter. Apparently, she got it through her head that nuclear might be a valid option for this.
It's good. That's good. It's good to be able to change your mind. And, you know, you mentioned experimenting, and usually you wouldn't want to have someone in your neighborhood experimenting with nuclear power, right? Mm-hmm. That sounds like a recipe for disaster, and it would be. But what we have to remember is that the level of technical skill and scientific knowledge that it would require for your neighbor to experiment with nuclear energy means that the bar is so high that your neighbor would know exactly what they were doing, and they would have the money to do it safely if they were experimenting with splitting atoms in their basement.
Hopefully Sarah's not doing that right now. Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Let's work.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I just want to say that.
Do you know how to make fire, Sarah?
I guess I don't.
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay.
I know how to make fire. All you need is pretty much a match, but...
There you go.
I think Herschel Walker, so the Georgia Senate race,
mm-hmm.
I think he has to be a liar.
Well, yeah, he's a politician.
Yeah, they're all liars.
I mean, here's how you figure out if they're lying, Sarah. If their lips are moving, they're a liar. If they're a politician, almost a guarantee.
You know, especially
except Ron
a
Paul,
black person
maybe.
Running for the Republican Party. I mean, what does that tell you?
He's a black person running for the Republican Party.
Are you suggesting, Sarah, that black people can only legitimately belong to the Democrats?
No, he was called Uncle Tom. They've had these for the
Sarah. That's terrible. Sarah,
why is that terrible, Bonnie?
It's terrible because it's terrible to say that somebody has to have the opinion you want them to have because of
their race,
the color of their skin. I mean, people are individuals, Sarah.
Now, Uncle Tom, as I understand it, and I don't know the history or what particular media is from.
It comes from a book.
It's a book.
It's the idea that this black person is... I don't know what the word would even be.
They sell out race.
I believe it's House N.
The idea is like
the House N.
I don't know about the book. I never read the book, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But the term is used to be somebody who's like a race traitor. Like, oh, I'm part of this race, mm-hmm. but I'm joining with the other race against my race. And it's a terrible idea, terrible thing to call anyone. And it's really, really collectivist and just ridiculous, honestly.
It was the title character from Harriet Beecher Stowe's 1852 novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin. There's more coming up here in moments. Thank you for the call tonight. Sarah, you can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. 603-283-61.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Moments remaining here. Enough time for you if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thank you to Roger Paxton, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program, and you can join him over at amps.freetalklive.com. Roger, by the way, is gold level, which means he's doing twice what we ask. We only ask $5 a month. You get some cool perks for that, like access to the AMP-only podcast. There's a special RSS feed you can put into any old podcast client, and you get access to our full radio show archives without the recorded commercial content. So you can join up over at amps.freetalklive.com and get some other perks as well. amps.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Greg listening in Huntsville to WBHP in Alabama. Go ahead, Greg.
Yes, I was just calling in about the product Tab. It was probably one of the original diet drinks, and my mom, of course, was a big fan of the product, and I'm 65, and if she's still alive, she'd be about 87. Hmm. So It was a product of the 60s.
Yeah, it's and I think Coca-Cola purchased it at some point, probably within the last few decades, and they kept manufacturing it, and then I think they announced earlier this year they were going to discontinue it, didn't they?
That's what I'm hearing you guys say. I don't keep up. I don't drink sodas anymore. So
oh, good choice.
I'm a water drinker, so.
Yeah, it'll probably keep you alive a lot longer than drinking soda every day.
When I think of Tab Cola, I think about my aunt because she was the only person I could think of who ever drank it. So I could see it definitely being a weight
and
loss
from Mississippi
soda diet code. Cola, yes.
Yeah, so it probably was a southern. Do you think it was like a southern thing?
It was definitely a weight loss thing.
We were in Southern California, so no, I think it was just a diet drink for women.
Yeah, I had never heard of it.
I couldn't say just for women, but I. It's the drink my mother drank. I know that.
My mom was always doing diet things, Weight Watcher things, stuff like that. Like just like all these weird new ways to lose weight that have been invented recently, but she never drank that, so I don't know.
My aunt was doing the whole Weight Watcher stuff thing as well. And I mean, to each their own, right? But for me, I would rather just drink water instead of a diet soda.
I was wrong. This was not actually bought by Coca-Cola. I always figured it was its own brand. No, it was actually a Coca-Cola product, according to Wikipedia, that they introduced in 1963, and it was their first ever diet soda.
I'm going to look at the logo and see if it even looks familiar.
It's a really boring.
I think it's just it's the word tab, right?
It's just a boring tab.
Yeah.
Yep, and so they discontinued. I was wrong about that too. I thought it was this year, and it looks like they just discontinued it at the end of 2020. So fairly.
I've never seen that logo.
Well, why would they keep it? They have Diet Coke and Coke Zero and all of these.
Coke Zero is pretty good.
They decided not to keep it because there weren't as many people buying it anymore, right? Like that's the reason they got rid of it.
It's terrible though. Don't drink Coke Zero just because they said it's good. It has aspartame, which is basically poison.
Yeah, you really shouldn't drink soda at all. I mean, if you can avoid it, as Greg points out, switching to water will definitely lengthen your life. It'll keep you from getting fat.
Yeah, when I wanted to lose weight in 2019, the first thing I did was just I still ate like crap. I didn't know that much about nutrition at the time, and I've learned a lot since then. But the first thing I did was just cut out soda and start walking, and I lost 20 pounds.
Makes sense, Greg. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I just appreciate you guys' show. It's a little bit different than most talk radio shows, but I don't always understand everything you guys are talking about, but I find the subject to be interesting.
Well, hey, anytime you don't understand, you just pick up that phone and ask us a question, man. We're always happy to clarify.
But I do appreciate the way you guys handled that last call with the lady, because we don't need to judge people and put them in a category because of whatever.
Oh, that blew my mind. I've never heard someone just openly, publicly call a man an Uncle Tom for being a black Republican.
I've heard it a lot. Democrat. Not to blow people into groups, but that is one of the calling cards of Democrats. But there are countless videos, especially during the Trump campaign. If you were a black person who supported Trump, the white people to your face would call you an Uncle Tom and a race traitor.
The Democrats.
Oh yeah, there are videos of this. It was absolutely despicable.
It was happening to that judge that the black judge, Clarence Thomas, as well.
And you're absolutely right. People should be treated as individuals. An individual can come to whatever ideological beliefs, whatever philosophical beliefs they come to or that they were brought up in without any regard to their skin color or any sort of blind, crazy allegiance to their race and their color of their skin. They should be, if they have allegiance at all, it should be to the truth.
Out of humanity or something like that, right?
Not to,
the individual.
My skin color.
Greg, thanks for listening. Thanks for the call, man. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. And if you like the show, by the way, whether it's you, Greg, or anybody listening, give a call to your local radio station. Just tell them thank you for airing Free Talk Live. You know, they never hear nice things from people at radio stations. They always hear complaints about the shows that people don't like. So whenever you say something nice about something, like Free Talk Live, it'll stand out. So thanks for the call.
Okay, I'll do my best to make a call to him.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you, sir. All right, the number here is 603-283-6160. That is the number here. You know, there's a story in the news I wanted to get to, and I just don't know if 3 minutes or whatever is going to do it justice. AI is back in the news, and there's now a political party in Denmark that is being run by artificial intelligence.
That's
apparently
just insane.
Yeah, so should we try this, or should I talk about Shakira and her tax charges? What do you guys want to do?
I have no preference. I'm good with the other way.
All right, well, Bonnie feels strongly about AI, so that's why I wanted to do this tonight. The Synthetic Party is in Denmark
now. So they just put it right out in front?
Oh, yeah, they are. It hopes to soon have a parliament seat, and its head honcho, Leader Lars, is actually an AI chatbot, and all of its policies are AI-derived. This according to Futurism.com. Oscar Stalnes, the creator of the party and an artist researcher at the nonprofit art and tech organization MyFuture, told Motherboard that Leader Lars is specifically trained on policies formed by post-1970 Danish fringe parties. And thus, he says, the party is designed to collectively represent the roughly 20% of present-day Danish voters whose parties remain unrepresented.
I just don't understand. Why couldn't a human do this?
I don't know.
And how can it do it better than a human?
Maybe humans disagree too much. And
it sounds like this bot is taking bad ideas from a lot of very small parties,
yes,
and without regard to whether or not these ideas will work together, throwing them together and saying, yes, you know, we have a communist party, we have a libertarian party, we have a liberate, you know,
yeah,
drug party, so let's create this new policy of liberating the socialist druggies.
Quote, we're representing the data of all fringe parties, so it's all of the parties who are trying to get elected into parliament but don't have a seat, he told the website. So it's a person, he said further, who has formed a political vision of their own that they would like to realize, but they usually don't have the money or resources to do so, unquote. Leader Lars is, in a way, an inherent populist, and its policies, which according to Motherboard include universal basic
income. He's not anything. He's an AI with programs in him.
It's certainly not a populist because all of these political parties are minorities. They're such minorities that they can't even get a seat. To say they're populist is fundamentally untrue.
The Motherboard reported that they support universal basic income and jointly owned internet and IT sector in the government.
Okay, so they want their IT infrastructure to be obsolete. Got it.
Are entirely crowdsourced from existing human data and creation. That being said, Stonis doesn't necessarily believe that Leader Lars is perfectly democratic. Quote, artificial intelligence in the form of machine learning has already absorbed so much human input that we can say that in one way, everybody participates in these models through the data that they have submitted to the internet. He said further,
if that's the case, how come every AI I've ever talked to loves the government and can't be dissuaded from the idea that the government is a bad idea?
Well, I mean, that's probably the bulk of the opinions on the internet.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I would speculate that 90-something percent of humans love government and think that the government's a good thing.
Well, then that's not going to represent these people who are outside of the political norms.
No, it will. These are people who want to be in the government so they can have more power. I mean,
No, the voters, like the people who are like, no, none of these big parties represent me. I'm looking for something else.
Well, it's...
You mean like the anarchists, maybe?
Well, I don't know what they have over there.
Yeah, I don't either, but they have, what he's saying here is there's smaller parties that just can't get even a seat in parliament, even in a parliamentary system where if you get, you know, 1%, you get 1% of the seat. So they're even smaller than that, right? So they, because remember, it's very different in those systems than it is here. Here it's two parties and that's all you get. There, you know, if there's 10 parties running and all 10 of them get more than 1%, then they're all in at least some of the seats, as I understand it, or they get enough percentage to get at least one seat, they'll get in. So the idea is they're just going to cobble all the extra parties together into this one party. It doesn't mean that anyone's necessarily going to vote for it. It doesn't mean that it will come up with sensible policy positions or anything like that. But it is interesting because it does show kind of the way of the future is that AI is going to be very, very popular, I think, over time. And some people won't even realize that what they're doing is voting for a party that is led by an artificial intelligence.
I think it's more popular now than it will be in a year or two. Right now, it's like blockchain is new, it's hip, it's exciting, so people are doing crazy, stupid things with it like this. I think it'll die out.
This isn't going to be sustainable. This isn't going to be something people are going to be like, I want Lars whatever to rule my life. They're going to realize how dumb that is.
I think you're wrong about this one.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.